Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 5th. Fire chiefs across the state are praising Governor John Hickenlooper's decision to ask the state Supreme Court to weigh in on a tax policy. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Fire districts, schools, and other taxing entities think Colorado's Gallagher Amendment and Taxpayer Bill of Rights hurt their budgets. The amendments limit how much money governments can collect from residential property taxes. Hickenlooper is asking the court to decide whether the amendments conflict with each other. Ron Bateman is the chief of Front Range Fire Rescue in Weld County. He says the governor's move could boost the budgets of fire departments by stopping the loss of property tax revenue.
We're frugal, but it takes money to run these businesses. And every bit counts.
But not everyone is happy the governor has gone to the Supreme Court. Critics fear the state is trying to get the power to raise property tax rates without voter approval. I'm Scott Franz.
And in a follow-up to that story, the Denver Post reported on Monday that the Colorado Supreme Court turned down Governor Hickenlooper's request to sort out the issues caused by Tabor and the Gallagher Amendment. In its brief order, the state Supreme Court declined to address any of the three questions that Hickenlooper presented. That means lawmakers at the State House, and probably voters in the state eventually, will decide the fate of Tabor and the Gallagher Amendment. Suicide and efforts to prevent it are on the minds of rural Americans. According to a recent poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, half of all rural Americans know someone affected by suicide. Voters in San Miguel County recently voted to do something about it on a local level. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KBUT in Crested Butte, Christopher Biddle reports.
In the latest Healthy Kids Colorado survey, around 20% of high school students in San Miguel County said they'd felt helpless or depressed for more than 2 weeks in the past year. One out of every six students said they'd thought about suicide.
So those are alarming and scary numbers to somebody who's a parent, who's a community member.
That's Paul Reich, who works in behavioral health at Tri-County Health Network in Telluride. He's also a member of the San Miguel County Behavioral Health Commission, which is made up of a variety of community stakeholders, ranging from law enforcement to the schools to caregivers. They recently helped to push through County Ballot Initiative 1A, a 0.75 mil property tax levy that would raise $600,000 earmarked for mental health programming. Reich says it's an issue that affects the whole community, not just the youth.
In these resort communities, we struggle. We're seasonal economy. Housing is expensive. Jobs are not necessarily hard to come by, but they're demanding during the season. So there's a lot of stresses on people in these mountain communities that I think you might not face in other communities.
He also says that access to care, or lack thereof, is a compounding problem.
They're spread thin and the demand is high. So I think anytime we can introduce more resources into that system to provide more access, more providers, more types of programs, we're going to be a healthier community in the end.
Reich said that the Behavioral Health Commission had come to the conclusion that while state funds for mental health have increased, including a 2018 bill specifically for suicide prevention training, it's also up to the smaller communities to do their part.
You know, we can't pretend that $600,000 would solve all the problems, nor would it eliminate the need for, you know, what schools do with their school-based services and what organizations like the Center for Mental Health do.
Plus, Reich said, it means more immediate control over how the money would be spent.
And I think the fact that it's under local control makes voters feel better because it's not money that's being sent to Denver or Washington and have to be figured out by someone else. Here, it's local people will be controlling where the dollars are spent. And again, I think voters are increasingly realizing that to solve many of the issues, the state is not going to be able to do it. And so local communities and local organizations have to come forward and ask the voters to approve a tax increase. And that is not always popular. But I think when you show the need and you show the why voters need to do this, voters generally will support it.
Reich said that his organization was a little concerned over the timing of this ballot initiative, which coincided with mill levies to fund schools, hospitals, and fire districts. But it mattered little to San Miguel County voters, who overwhelmingly chose Democrats in the latest election at about a 5-1 margin. Ballot issue 1A passed with nearly 66% of the vote, with a larger number of votes cast than on any other ballot issue. For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.
Despite the early snowfall across the state, scientists are concerned that the snowpack is melting. Released the day after Thanksgiving, the fourth National Climate Assessment makes it clear. Climate change is happening, it's human-caused, and it could make life in the West increasingly difficult. Luke Runyon has more.
Climate scientists say with very high confidence that warm temperatures are reducing mountain snowpack, an important water source for tens of millions of Americans. The changing climate is also leading to more intense droughts, increasing the risk of flooding, weakening key infrastructure projects, and depleting groundwater. Without coming up with new ways to manage water and cut greenhouse gas emissions, the report's authors say existing gaps between water supplies and demands in the desert Southwest will only continue to grow. I'm Luke Runyon.
Roughly half of Colorado's population is living in areas at risk of wildfire. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC, Abigail Beckman reports that's a 50% increase over 5 years ago.
A new report from the Colorado State Forest Service shows that 2.9 million Coloradans live in the state's wildland-urban interface, or WUI, areas where homes are built near or among lands prone to fires. Amanda West is with the State Forest Service. She says people moving into these areas contribute to the increase, but changes in land use and vegetation patterns are also a factor.
There's a general trend across the Front Range of former agricultural lands being converted into these grasslands and or subdivisions.
West says that elevates the area's probability of a wildfire when it was previously seen as safe because of irrigation. She says about 60% of people living in the state's WUI are considered at low risk. Just over 21% are at high risk. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
And finally today, according to a press release from the National Park Service, as of the morning of December 3rd, Elk Creek Boat Ramp is iced in and therefore closed for the season. Other ramps on Blue Mesa Reservoir are not available due to low water levels. Recreationists are advised to be aware of changing ice conditions on the reservoir and to be sure to check ice thickness before venturing out. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 5th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.